Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Fania. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
35206.
I'm sorry?
35206.
You said 35202?
35206.
First and last name on the account?
Tadisha Brown.
Okay, and for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
9011 Beverly Drive North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35206.
Okay, I've located your account for the meal plan that you just ordered. How can I help you?
Okay, I would order the meal plan, ma'am. You said that this was for a Walmart gift card.
Okay, we're not affiliated with Walmart.
Okay, but that's the text that I clicked on. And that's what it said, that I wanted to put my information in and I was paying to get the Walmart gift card ship. I'm not ordering a meal plan. I want that totally canceled.
Well, it is an app that you download on your phone that focuses on how to use real food to boost
energy. I don't want any of that because that's not what I signed up for. I want you to cancel that subscription right now because you're talking about a meal plan. I didn't sign up for a meal plan. And this call is being recorded on my end as well for me to give to my credit card company because that's not what it says. And I also had a text message that was sent to me telling me it was a Walmart.
Okay, your account has been canceled. You'll get an email confirming the cancellation. It does stop all future charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Okay, not just future charges. What about the money I just paid? That needs to go back on my card because I just paid it. Hello?
I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. That needs to go back on my card as well because that's not what I signed up for to order. I was signing up to receive a Walmart gift card saying that I got 10,000 points as a reward customer, not to receive a meal plan. So that money needs to go back on my card as well. All of it. And I am recording, like I told you, I am recording this call as well. Because that's a scam. That's what that's called. When you do that, that's misleading. So when will the money that I just paid be back on my card? Or do I just have to dispute it with my credit card company? Hello?
I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting for a response, ma'am.
I couldn't talk while you were talking. I wasn't sure if you were done yet. But your account has been canceled. That does stop all future charges. There is a $5 setup fee that is non-refundable. So $55
why do
of that
I gotta,
charge
okay,
will...
This is the thing. Why am I paying a $5 setup fee, but that's not with the message they told me that I was getting anyway. So obviously I'm just going to have to cancel my car to get another car order. Report y'all to the BBB because it's a scam. Right? Because you don't want to give me my money back and you're still going to try to charge me $5. Plus that. So
no, ma'am. It's just $4.95 setup fee.
No, it didn't even say $4.95. What it said to me was $2.50. Now you're saying $4.95. Tell you what, don't worry about it. I will handle my business. I will report you all. Because it's a scam. You're scamming people out of money. I just happen to pay attention to, I get immediate notifications of how much someone is charging me on my card. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So you don't